Effects of hurling helmets on vision by Clash Cullum, County Cork, Ballincolly, County Cork, Niall Cronin and Ron O'Toole.
Okay, can you talk me through what the project is about?
Well, we both play hurling from a young age. We start playing hurling and we both feel that with the helmet these days you can't really see out of, you don't have peripheral vision and you're just missing spots on the pitch basically. So we set out trying to improve the standard of seeing through helmets, and we decided to make our own face guard and see if we could improve it. We also know that we're not the only people who dislike helmets, as we've found quotes from Owen Kelly, Waterford hurler, claiming it's like being stuck in a small room. And former Cork hurler Dermot O'Sullivan retired due to the fact that helmet wearing was compulsory.
We also had surveys in our school out of our first and fortunes, and from our results, like, we found that almost 75% of the students agreed with us, and they thought that helmets were a problem as well. And that kind of showed to us that we did need to do something about it, that there was a problem with it, and that even people that have been wearing helmets from a young age needed a change. Like, we also had 3 tests, and our tests showed that your peripheral vision and your reactions are affected hugely by the helmet. And in our third test, we tested the material to see which material would be best to make the face guard out of. And we found that the current material that's being used, stainless steel, is probably still the best one. We found that peripheral vision and reaction are massively affected. And we thought we kind of just needed to change that.
We also met with Shane Burke of Tipperary, the Intercounty star. And he also agreed with us that wearing helmets does affect your vision, and he knows of numerous hurlers and keepers who remove bars, and we just know by removing bars it's not safe, as you could quite easily get a wallop with a slitter or anything. So.